Well, time to check on what's happening in the world of entertainment now from Celebrity Lane. Jaden Forster is with us as per usual on a Friday morning. Jaden, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So, Sam Armitage finished up at Sunrise yesterday. I heard a little bit of the audio and the obligatory tears, that sort of thing. So, but is there more to this than we know?
Well, there certainly has been quite a lot of rumours playing out and been reported quite widely in the press over the last couple of months or so. There was some reports getting around of some internal issues that were at play between the crew and also between, I guess, Sam and some of the producers that work on the show. Whether there is any truth to that, that still remains to be seen. Now, yesterday, you may have noted in Sam's final address on the show yesterday morning, just around 9 o'clock, she was thanking everybody that was on the show. But one person that she didn't thank was their executive producer, their boss, Michael Pell, who she's been quite close to for the past 8 years since she's been on Sunrise, the weekday version. But they sort of put all those sort of rumours to rest that there was something going on between the pair yesterday when they caught up for a bit of an impromptu lunch to farewell her. So she's now walked out of the building there at Channel 7's Big Fishbowl studio in Sydney for the very last time. And come next week, we're expecting that very, very early next week, Natalie Barr, Nat, who reads the news on Sunrise, who's been there for 18 years, will step up to take over from Sam with David Kosh, and then Edwina Bartholomew will step in to do news from there in for the foreseeable future until Nassam wants to move on.
Well, that's got me up to date. Thank you very much for that, Jaden. Now, what I want the up to date on is Meghan and Harry Markle. That's what I want to hear about in the Oprah interview.
Yes, well, there's certainly a lot to sort of talk about with that particular topic that seems to be developing day by day. Now we, of course, have the first senior royal to go on the public record to deny or defend those claims that she made in that particular interview. The racism claims is what we're talking about here with baby Archie. Prince William overnight has come out defending the royal family, saying that they're not racist and that those claims will be investigated thoroughly. Of course, yesterday, Meghan trotted out one of her friends on British Morning TV to also defend the claims that Meghan did not receive help for her mental health struggles that she says she was going through. Of course, something that Piers Morgan has claimed that she was lying about. All of these claims, from just looking at the interview as a whole from an expert perspective, everything that Meghan and things that Piers Morgan has said and now things that her friend has said, they're all unsubstantiated. We haven't seen any evidence to back any of that up, so we just have to take that on face value. And given that there have been, I guess, some minor things that have popped up, some minor cracks in Meghan's responses to do with her sister changing her name back to Markle. We've also got the claims that were made about their getting married 3 days before their actual big wedding. And then, of course, Kate sort of looking up or researching things about Harry. All of these different things, they have sort of been debunked in the last sort of week or so since that interview went to air. So that would be reason why Piers and a lot of other people too can then sort of be doubtful over the other things or the validity of other things that Meghan and him have had to say in that interview.
I reckon the quote of the week has to go to Kelly Slater, former World Surfing Championship winner. He said, "I'd be mad too if I was James Hewitt's unacknowledged illegitimate kid, got essentially kidnapped and held hostage by the royal family, was forced to pretend that boring square Prince Charles was my dad all these years, then cut off my trust fund, disapproved of my hot American wife because it didn't fit into their ongoing inbreeding program." It was fairly subtle, you know.
Yes. Yep.
The thing is, Robbo, you've got to be careful on things like this. You know, there's Piers Morgan got 41,000 complaints for putting any doubts on any of these stories. He's just after Jaden. He's trying to catch up with that 41,000. He loves that figure.
Yeah, I know. Jeez, I'd be happy to get half of that. No. And finally, Jaden, before you leave us quickly, just the weakest link's back as well.
It is, yes. Unfortunately, it won't be with Cornelia Francis because she sadly left us some time ago. But this particular reboot that Channel 9 is doing is with Magda Zubanski, and it'll be coming to our screens later this year. Looks like it'll be filming in Melbourne. So very interesting to see whether they go down the same track that Cornelia Francis did with that show, or whether they sort of make it a little bit more lighthearted and funny, which is right up Magda's alley. We'll wait and see.
Okay. All right, Jaden, listen, thanks very much for that. Have a great week. You're not with us next week, but we'll catch you in a fortnight.
No worries. I'll talk to you soon, guys.
Good on you. Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane on the wake-up call. It's Gold, Central Victoria. Good morning.